History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, September 11th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The St. Louis Food Bank is set to pack more than 400,000 meals today as a way to help others on the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Meredith Knopp is CEO of the St. Louis Food Bank. She tells Missouri Net they are packing the meals at Enterprise Center.
So we'll bring in about 1,400 volunteers. And we do this because we want to turn 9/11 from a day of tragedy into a day of service and remembrance.
They already have enough volunteers for the event, but Knopp says anyone who would have wanted to help can instead do something in their community to brighten someone's day. The 400,000 meals will be distributed throughout 14 counties in Missouri and 12 in Illinois.
In O'Fallon, Missouri, this morning there will be a one-mile walk to honor those who died on 9/11. There's a 17-foot memorial made from 22 tons of steel from the World Trade Center on the east lot of City Hall. That's where the walk will start at 8:30. The O'Fallon Memorial dedicated to the firefighters and police officers who died trying to rescue victims that day.
It's 8:04.
I'm Maria Kina. Missouri Supreme Court decision came as a result of Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft already certifying Amendment 3 that it was okay to be on the ballot. We asked KMOX legal analyst Brad Young if there could be another legal challenge before the election.
So after this, I won't say it's impossible, but it's as close to impossible as you can get because there's simply no time now, between now rather, and the date of the election.
Young says while abortion is the primary function of this amendment, it can also impact other women's reproductive health decisions.
And that was the position of the supporters of the amendment, that they did not have to list every state law that would be impacted because that is yet to be determined.
Young adds, at this time, it is unknown how this amendment would impact other statutes or other issues beyond abortion.
Coming up at 8:35, Brad Young will be with us to talk about these subjects and more.
A court decision's been made in the fight over the use of the Homer G. Phillips Memorial Hospital name. A St. Louis County judge ruled that the name can stay.
The nurses' alumni group had sued for copyright infringement, arguing that their legacy as the only black hospital from the 1930s to the mid-1950s was being used for profit. The judge ruled that the hospital and alumni group are different enough to avoid confusion. A hospital board member said their only goal was to honor Homer G. Phillips' life and legacy.
This board continues to be failed to be transparent.
One of three speakers at last night's St. Louis Public School Board meeting, Bill Monroe.
You mismanaged thousands of dollars. And I'm very glad, I'm very happy that Ms. Emily Hubbard had the guts to speak up about this board. I'm very glad. And
that was all Monroe was allowed to say. His mic was turned off and security escorted from the meeting. The third speaker was very complimentary of the board.
So I wanted to come to encourage you all and to say basically thank you.
Immediately following those comments, the meeting was adjourned.
As school has started in St. Louis, hundreds of Missouri school employees have been trained to identify safety threats. Missouri Net spoke with John McDonald from the Missouri School Boards Association. He says threat assessments are key to preventing violence.
So what we're doing is we're looking at the behaviors. We're looking at the words, the writings, the actions. We're looking at the totality of the circumstance in which the threat came about. If you say you're going to kill me, if you say you're going to blow me up, if you say you're going to bring a gun to school, I believe you. And it is really foundational that we believe the threat.
McDonald says schools, educators, parents, and students cannot ignore threats because we have seen the fatal results. From the KMOX Business Desk, the deadline for remote workers to apply for a refund of St. Louis City's earnings tax is September 30th. So far, the Collector of Revenue's office says it has sent out more than 11,000 checks totaling nearly $11 million. According to the Business Journal, city budget officials are projecting a loss of up to $26 million.
A new gym chain entering the St. Louis market, Crunch Fitness, will open its first location in Florissant in the former Gold's Gym location on North Lindbergh. The New York-based Crunch Fitness has more than 460 gyms in 41 states. According to the Business Journal, the franchisee, the Undefeated Tribe, is one of Crunch's fastest-growing franchisees. It was founded in 2018 by St. Louis native Tony Hartle.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.